Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. All right, the city gave an update on the COVID situation today. The numbers around the state are going up. They're going up around the collar counties. They're going up around the country as we get prepared to hunker down for the winter and get together with our families coming up on Thursday and Thanksgiving. And yet the mayor of Naperville, Steve Jericho, wants us to get rid of the masks. He's here to defend himself. Mr. Mayor, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
So that seems counterintuitive, Mr. Mayor, that if the numbers are going up and masks are an effective tool, why would you want to get rid of them?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we have seen these this virus cycle through states kind of randomly, whether they have a mask mandate or not. It seems like it's been, you know, sort of peaking up and then hitting the valley, and I just don't see that it's making a ton of difference. We've seen states that have no mandates do better than us, and we've seen states that have mandates do quite well. So, I mean, I'm not quite sure there's a direct correlation, but, you know, the governor has teased the state a little bit here recently about that he was going to drop the mandate here by the holidays, and I'm just encouraging him to move forward on that.
Yeah, you know, I should have known this, Mr. Mayor, but I was surprised to read last week that Illinois is only one of six states in the country that still has a mask mandate. I thought it was more common than that.
Yeah, and that includes, you know, the two island states. Well, Puerto Rico is not technically a state, but an island. Alaska and Hawaii, all three have mandates, and all three are actually doing quite well compared to the states. But I think comparing islands to inland states might be a little unfair.
Right. I think that's probably a good point. They're a little more isolated. You mentioned the governor hinting that they might come down by Thanksgiving, or he said the holidays. But I got to think he's regretting that. I don't see that coming from him. Do you?
Well, you know, as the numbers get a little bit worse here, that might give him some pause. But again, as you look at some of these other states and how they're doing, especially if you look in the South right now, they're doing very well. They have not only not had mask mandates, they've had just the opposite. They have prohibited local mayors from having mask mandates or things like that. So I think that while those policies of open schools and no masks, I think if you look at the death rate, you'll see that they're not doing quite as good as Illinois, but it's not. A lot of them aren't substantially off.
Yeah. You know, I think personally that with this second round of masking that we're just a much more casual about it, you know, that we might be doing it at the grocery store or at the bank or things like that, but I don't know about in the offices or in smaller clusters, and I just wonder if that's part of it too. I don't know, but you're right. The numbers don't seem to indicate that it's having a dramatic impact. Although Mayor, we're talking to Mayor Steve Jericho of Naperville. I guess, how do we prove a negative, right? How do we know that we wouldn't be much worse without them?
Right. I think the best measure of that is just to look at the states around us, and, you know, the ones that have a similar climate, the ones that are larger states with big cities. And, you know, you look at Ohio or Michigan, and they don't have them. And according to, the CDC, as of today, you know, those states have almost identical transmission rates as Illinois. And yet they've had a very, very different strategy on mitigation.
Is your police department enforcing the mask mandate in Naperville?
No.
So
no. I don't know that any are, honestly. We're not going to go arresting people for not wearing a mask, that's for sure.
Right. And you're not citing businesses that don't require them and things like that?
We have not, but I don't think we've really had to. I mean, I think people have been pretty respectful, including myself. You know, it's currently an executive order requiring it, and people are trying, and I respect that. It's just, this is the rule that the governor's put in place right now. I'm just encouraging him at this point to lift it. I think that the strategy that he has had this year up until now has been good, but we have a lot more tools today. You know, we have the multiple vaccinations and boosters that are available to people. I've got mine, by the way. Mm-hmm. We've got therapeutics and some really, really hopeful big ones that are coming up here that hopefully we'll get approved soon. But even without the ones that are, sort of in the pipeline, there are several that are being used that have really been effective. And And the hospital data, has been not nearly at the same levels as what we saw in the first and second wave. The stays are much shorter. Largely, the hospital ICU rooms, COVID-related, are from people who are unvaccinated. Still, even at that, we're not seeing the kinds of numbers that we used to see.
Steve Cherko is the mayor of Naperville. You know, Mr. Mayor, I talked a couple of weeks ago with Craig Johnson, the mayor of Elk Grove Village, and it sounds as if you have a similar position. He's just declared it a little more forcefully in that declaring that they weren't going to enforce it and that people were, you know, it was up to them to wear masks or not in businesses or businesses to support it on their own. He was a little more forceful, but it sounds like you guys are sort of on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't spoke to Mayor Johnson, so I don't know his position exactly. But, you know, from my perspective, it's just I think that I don't think the data supports it. I think that we're in a little bit different place. We're in quite a bit of a different place now in terms of our tools against it. And again, I think I would like to encourage everybody to get vaccinated. You know, I'm not an anti-vaxxer or anything like that. I just think that this is an unnecessary, it's a small burden, but an unnecessary burden at this time.
Is it hurting Naperville businesses?
I think it, in some ways, hurts all businesses. I mean, it's not a plus, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just wonder if people, people might be more reluctant to go to restaurants if you're mask sensitive than if you know people have the mask on. I don't know. I mean, would you?
Well, have you been in a restaurant lately?
Yeah, I do. I go all the time.
Me too.
Pretty crowded.
And I can tell you that it's kind of an interesting thing because you have to wear the mask to walk in the door to your table, but then nobody else has masks on. And so in that respect, I think your comment earlier might be accurate and that we are a little bit more lax about it. But certainly when you go to a restaurant, there are no masks.
You know, that's such a good point. And I brought that up with a doctor last week because everyone wants to do the right thing. But, I had coffee with a friend and we wore our masks until we got our cup of coffee at the counter. And then we sat down and took them off. And everyone sitting around had theirs off as they enjoyed their coffee. It's a tough situation. And I appreciate your reasoned approach to this. I don't know that you're going to hold much sway. I don't know how the governor's going to ease it up, but I certainly appreciated your point of view.
Thank you, sir.
Steve Cherko, the mayor of Naperville. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.